$480 to see the producers on Broadway in New York. Well, people have paid more, and this ticket is legit. The producers of the producers have decided to start selling some tickets at ultra-premium prices. Tom Viertel is one of those producers. Mr. Viertel, the hottest ticket in town is your show, and I gather you've just decided the show should get the money instead of the scalpers?
That's basically right. We've been deeply concerned since the show began performances in New York at the amount of scalper activity that's been going on. At first, it was people buying multiple ticket purchases from the same credit card. And that was followed by multiple credit card purchases from the same address, where somebody would have 8 or 10 different credit cards and they would buy all day long on
These would be ticket
credit
agencies.
cards. These were all scalpers. And when we put a stop to that, people started showing up at the box office with fists full of cash and, walking around the block after they purchased tickets and then getting back online.
Let me back up just a bit. Is there a difference in your view between the ticket agencies and scalpers? Is there a distinction there that can be made?
Well, I think that the terms might be interchangeable in some instances and might not in others, whether it's been done legally or illegally. It doesn't matter to us what the legal status of the sale is. What matters is that hundreds of dollars involved in each transaction are not going back to the show.
Aren't you just a bit sad that somebody hearing about this $480 a seat at the regular premium price at the theater is going to say, "There's just no way I can see this great show in New York."
Well, but that's not true. There are 1,700 seats in the theater, and only 50 of them are being used for this purpose. And I should say that these 50 seats had never been available to the public. They were part of an American Express allocation program that had to do with their gold and platinum buyers before that program expired, and we started to utilize these seats for this purpose. But, the vast majority of seats in the theater are available to the general public at regular box office prices, and there are lines in front of the theater every day of people buying them.
What's your low ticket price right now, do you know?
Lowest ticket price right now is $25. It's for a balcony seat. And we do sell 18 standing room seats every day for that day's performance at the same $25.
Now, could somebody buy a ticket for 480 and then turn around and sell it on the street for twice that?
If they could get twice that, they could. Well, that would be a very disappointing result. But, once again, we've found we are completely unable to stop scalper activity. You can't attack it at that level. From our perspective, the only way to attack this was to try to go to their customers and offer them an opportunity to buy through a legitimate channel. A significant part of their customer base is large corporations that like to pre-plan their entertainment, the same people who would own a skybox at Yankee Stadium or at Madison Square Garden, but who, when they want to come to Broadway, have to, scramble around through scalpers to find seats. Broadway has never addressed this problem systematically, and I think partly because maybe it doesn't have enough hits to do so on a systematic basis, but we felt that we needed to address it specifically for this show because it was occasioning such an enormous amount of activity.
Mr. Viertel, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Tom Viertel is a producer for The Producers, now on Broadway.